friends, are you ready to heal your trauma and put your broken heart back together again, or defeat depression, anxiety, and overcome disappointment? I want to encourage you today. There is a way to more peace and more joy, a way to feel confident and hopeful again. Here, we offer hope and healing to women going through the most challenging seasons of their life. I'm your host, Tarina Chin, author, business owner, and most importantly, I'm a woman of God, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Remember, God has a plan for you to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am Tarina, your host, and this video is sponsored by my digital marketing course. If you are somebody looking to work from home, learn how to set up your online store so you can either sell products or services and start making money by learning how to not only find your ideal client, target them using ads or organic marketing, and then selling to them directly and making sales, learning how to set up your payment system, and much more. There's so much in this course. It goes through step by step. I know some people may be worried about, oh, I don't know if I have enough time, or I don't know if I have the skills or knowledge to do this. I can tell you this is a course that can help beginners to people who have maybe started or people who are a little bit further along. But if you are considering investing your money to learn more about this online space and how you can start building an audience, crafting your offer, and begin to build this business that God wants you to build, a business that will help you to make money from home, I want to invite you to go buy the course. It is so important to make investments in ourselves if we are going to be able to elevate and get out of our current circumstance, right? Many of you are in a circumstance that you don't want to be in, and it's never a better time than now to start learning how to make money online and how to sell digital products and services. Now is the time more than ever before, especially with the way that the world is going. Having extra income or turning it into your full-time income, and really the income potential is limitless. Like, seriously, it's so limitless, because like in a 9-to-5, right, you can only make so much because the raises only go up so much every year, if they do at all. But when you start building your own online business and you start learning the skills of marketing, learning the skills of building an audience, learning the skill of building a product or a service that you can package and sell directly to consumer, it's just a game changer. You can start now, and who knows where you can be in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. And a lot of people, myself included, you start this while working full time, while making money, because you don't want to sell out of being desperate, but you want to sell out of passion to truly help others in whatever it is you're selling. And so that's why I'm so passionate about this course. I'm passionate because I know there are a lot of people who are like me, feeling like they were just going to be stuck in a job forever, and that there was no way out, and that you hate what you do, or maybe what you do, you wake up in the morning and you dread going to work, right? So you need an alternative, you need something else, and I believe this is it. So that is why I am so passionate about this, because I believe this is an opportunity to really, really start going down a different path so that you don't have to be stuck in the situation that you're in forever. So if you are ready to start this journey, to really start learning and growing the skills that you need to get out of your current situation and go into your purpose and what you're really supposed to be doing so you can have more joy and more peace, I want you to go to bit.ly/His Promises Course and Let's get into the episode. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I'm so happy you're here because today we are going to talk about some good stuff. This is something that God has been working with me on recently. He has been trying to work on me to be forgiving after getting hurt, after being offended. Now, for some reason, this is something I really struggle with. And it just seems like God really wants me to work it out because I've been getting offense after offense after offense. And so I need to know what the scriptures say. And this is how I came up with this podcast, because it's something that God is working on me with, and He's helping me to be better at it. So I'm hoping that this episode will not only help you, but also help me too. And so I want to get this episode out there to help someone who may be going through something similar to me. Okay, so today is about 5 scriptures to help us to forgive after being hurt. So this episode is for you if you have recently been offended, you've recently been hurt by someone, whether it's someone very close to you or someone distant from you or a complete stranger. If you have been hurt recently and you're dealing with this like anger, bitterness, or maybe everything they do now is just annoying because you have this unforgiveness in your heart, or maybe you very rightly have every reason to push them away or not want anything to do with them. And this episode is for you. Okay. If you're feeling this unforgiveness, this bitterness, anger, resentment after being hurt, it's not easy to overcome when someone's wronged you or said something to you that hurt you or did something to you that hurt you. Like, God knows it wouldn't be easy. And that is why over and over again in the Bible, He continues to give us these scriptures. So the first one I want to talk about is Matthew 6, 14 through 15. It says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses or sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others of their sins against you or trespasses against you, neither will your Father forgive you and your trespasses." So, wow, this scripture is telling us that we literally have to forgive to get the forgiveness from God. And it makes sense, right? Like, we are not perfect. We are going to sin. We are going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or hurt somebody. And it's not to say that we're doing it intentionally, where some people may intentionally do it to us. But a lot of times, I don't think people intentionally hurt us. I don't think they do. I think we think they are, and that's what makes us so angry. But a lot of times, I don't think they really are. And just like we don't intentionally hurt others, but it just happens. And when we mess up, we expect God for forgiveness. And that's why I believe God is calling me and you and whoever else is going through this to forgive despite what the person did. And a lot of forgiveness has to do with us, because if we don't forgive and we hold on to stuff, we get filled with anger, bitterness, and then that's when we start reacting out of character and not living up to what God calls us to live up to. We start not looking like Christ, but we start looking like mean and nasty and not a Christian and not, you know, doing the right thing, because now we have this anger, bitterness, and rage inside of us that in order for us to truly live for God and be a light in the world, we have to forgive so that we can keep this anger, bitterness, and rage down. And so we are not behaving based on being filled with rage, but we're behaving based on being filled with love. So of course, this is not easy. But what I've realized is that no matter who we speak to, there's going to be someone, and there's going to be multiple times, multiple people in our lives who say and do things that we don't like, who say and do things that we don't want to hear, that we don't want to experience. Like, we are going to have these negative experiences with some people. And if we don't forgive or become sour after every single time we're offended, I can just see how that would cause me to live in this state of bitterness. and anger. So we have to try to let things go. Because when we hold on to anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, it is hard for God to use us and guide us, because we will literally be stuck in a state of being offended. You know, instead, if we choose to not focus on what they said that was so hurtful and not focus on how they wronged us, but choose to, and this is way easier said than done, but you know, choose to see the good in others and focus on that. I believe that's also inviting people to see the good in us when we mess up. And that's inviting God to focus on our strengths instead of where we're weak, right? People are going to let us down. They're going to disappoint us. Like, we cannot control that. But what we can control is how we respond, react, and behave. I know myself, if I get so offended and angry and I cause to, and that causes me to react badly or be mean or not my usual self, I actually end up feeling bad, like, about how I acted and how I responded. And so how can we change our behavior is to remove all the negative thoughts about this person, right? If we try to remove all these negative thoughts and we'll try to forget and forgive and how these people wronged us or hurt us, then that will cause our behaviors to be better. And I believe that we also need to fill our minds with all the good things that this person brings into our life, all of the love that we have for this person, like all of the nice things, try to fill our minds with the good things so that we're not reacting out of all of the negative things that we're thinking at that time. So the second scripture I want to talk to you about is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Wow. So that's true love. When we don't keep a track record of what everybody said to us and did to us and how hurt we are. You know, when we start keeping records and holding on to all of these things that people did and said, that's not love. And if we're not giving love, how can we get love? So that's an amazing scripture that just reminds us and encourages us that love is patient and love is kind and it's not dishonoring of others. Ecclesiastes 7:21 through 22, it says, wisdom strengthens the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. Indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who always does good and who never sins. Also, do not take seriously everything that is said, so that you will not hear your servant cursing you. For you also know that you too have cursed others many times. I think this scripture just brings us to reality, back to reality. Like, we want to be so hung up on what other people did to us, said about us, and how they wronged us or didn't do the right thing. But then a lot of times we forget what we did and how we've wronged someone and how we've hurt someone and how we've been. And oftentimes we want people to forgive us. If we do things, if we make mistakes, if we hurt people's feelings, we have to be willing to forgive others and love others, knowing that we ourselves are not perfect. It says there's not one righteous man who always does good. I think about even the righteous people who were considered righteous in the Bible, like Abraham. Even though he was considered like a righteous man, he still didn't do everything right. Noah, considered a righteous man, he still made mistakes. David, considered a righteous man, he still made mistakes. He still didn't do everything right. And so we ourselves have to realize, if we want people to forgive us, if we want God to forgive us because we're not perfect, because we're going to make mistakes, then we also have to be willing to forgive others. James 1, 19 through 20. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a careful and thoughtful listener. Be slow to speak. Be a speaker of careful, chosen words. And be slow to anger. Be patient, reflective, and forgiving. For the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. That's so self-explanatory. We need to be quick to listen, figure out why is this person offending me? Why did this person say this? And really try to understand what is the perspective of this other person, and then be slow to anger. So immediately try to understand, try to be patient with them, say, you know, try to understand where they're coming from, and then forgive, extend grace and mercy. Like, okay, maybe this person really didn't mean to hurt me the way that they did. And so let me extend this forgiveness. Let me be patient in understanding why this person might have done this, and just let it go. Because why are we doing this? Because if we become angry and bitter and bottle up all of this hurt, we are not going to be able to produce the righteousness of God. We are not going to be able to show love, extend love, be a loving, kind, caring person like God is calling us to be, if we are so angry and bottling up all of this hurt and pain. We simply cannot produce righteousness out of anger. It's just not possible. That's what the scripture is telling us. If we want to be a righteous, loving, caring person in general, then we have to do what produces that. And anger and bitterness and rage and unforgiveness does not produce that. Okay. Proverbs 19:11, it says, good sense and discretion make a man slow to anger. Wisdom gives him patience, and it is honor and glory to overlook a transgression or an offense without seeking revenge and harboring resentment. Having wisdom is someone who is slow to anger, someone who can have something said against them or done against them, and they can still find a way to smile. They can still find a way to move on. They can still find a way to let it roll off their shoulders and say, you offended me, but I'm okay. You hurt my feelings, but I'm just fine. I'll make it. I'm not gonna harbor all this anger and resentment and hate within me, because it's not worth it. That's not going to produce honor and glory. That's not going to produce righteousness. That's not going to produce the woman I'm trying to become. So I gotta let it go. So let offenses and disrespect roll off of your shoulder quickly. Don't hold on to what others did or did not do to you or for you. Choose to see the good in people and focus on that. Again, I know this is so much easier said than done. Like, I know that, because it's like human nature to just be so annoyed and frustrated with people when they're not doing what you expect them to do or saying what you would expect them to say. But we gotta make a decision to just enjoy our life anyway. For our own mental health, yes. But it says very clearly, so that God will forgive us and help us to be our best self and help us to have our best life. We can't expect to have the best life holding anger, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness in our heart. Like I said, I am working through this myself, because it's truly not easy. When you feel like, wow, how could that person say that? Or how can that person do that to me? Or, you know, it's so not easy. But that's why I want to pray for us. I want to pray for whoever is listening to this and truly needs to let something go. Because I myself know how hard it can be. And I want us to be able to have a good start, a good foundation to this forgiveness and to letting offenses roll off our back, so that we can truly walk in the purpose that God has for us and live the righteous lives that God wants us to live. So, you know, my encouragement to you before we get into the prayer is just do something you love. Like, don't let anger, bitterness, rage, you know, plague your mind all day. Just try to let it go, at least for right now, at least for a few hours. Just go do something you love to do. Like, if that's watch a TV show and, you know, drink some tea, or whatever your happy place is, walking around outside, going to the mall. I don't know what your happy place is, reading a book, but just go do it. Whatever it is right now, just if you're holding anger, bitterness, rage, and you're sad because of how you've been broken, how you've been hurt, how you've been offended, just go do something that you love. Go to the gym. Whatever it is, the anger, release the rage, release it, release it, release it, release it, and let God make you new. because you can't do it on your own. Let God make you new. So Lord, I come to you in prayer, asking that whoever is listening to the sound of my voice, you will release them. Release them from the anger. Release us from the bitterness. Release us from the rage. Release us from the unforgiveness. And help us to walk in peace. Help us to walk in love. Help us to walk in such a way that we can represent Christ even in our most painful situations. Even when we're sad and hurt by someone, that we can resemble your forgiveness and your love so that we can find the peace we need and so that we can just live our best lives. We cannot live our best lives holding on to anger, bitterness, rage, and unforgiveness. But only when we release those things, lay it at your feet, Jesus, and ask you to clear our minds so that we can have a clear vision and purpose for our lives, so that we can walk in obedience to you, so that we can share the gospel and out of love, so that we can share our wisdom and knowledge out of love, so that we can be kind and generous and loving, so that we can just represent you by smiling and just living our best life, God. Let us live our best life. The enemy desires for us to hold on to all this anger, bitterness, rage, resentment, frustration. The enemy desires for us to hold on to all these things because he knows that it will impact our relationships badly. He knows it will impact our mental health badly. He knows it will cause us to fall into a destructive pattern of behaviors. And so the enemy wants us in this place of frustration, anger, rage, bitterness. But God, we're praying that you will help us transform our mind, get us in a better headspace, that you will help us to clear our minds from all negativity and fill our minds with positivity, love, godliness, patience, peace, self-control, discipline, and all of these things that are going to help us to stay on a better, more holy, positive, loving path to represent you everywhere that we go, in our own homes and even when we're outside. And we just thank you, Jesus, for helping us to release it right now. We ask for a release right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be released. Amen. I hope that this podcast episode has blessed you today. I believe that now is your time to let go and let God. Okay, cling to his promises and don't let go. And please, please, please leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode and send it to somebody you know who may need help with forgiveness and learning how to let go and let God. Okay, God bless you.